We approved a 54-unit apartment building on College Avenue. Shovel's yet to hit the ground. Some question as to whether it will or not. That was senior housing, not the attractive demographic that, like, Ballpark Commons is 300 units on the south side of Rawson. Shovel's yet to hit the ground. And 100 on the north side, roughly. Shovel's yet to hit the ground. So, being of a young family, if you were looking to move up in a house in Franklin, so there you go. Did I miss any?
No, we did have the Hickory Grove apartment proposal just north of Ryan, west of 51st Street, but that did not move forward.
That did not get approved.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yes, Commissioner Fowler.
No, thank you, Mayor. I appreciate what you're saying. My concern is it's always easy to take away. When we did the master plan, trying to site business parks, commercial districts, in and around those residential areas was very difficult at all the public hearings that we had. It was one of the things that was not appreciated. So it's always easy to take away those parcels. If we take away these and make them residential, are we going to make them up somewhere else by rezoning something else to commercial or business, or is it the belief of yourself that we have enough space? Because I'm starting to do the math in my head, and the more acres we take away just by a land area, we start to get below that 70-30 by land area itself if you take into consideration what the mayor said, and I agree with him. A lot of open space that we have no control over, probably never will. So that's my concern as well. So if we're going to take this and make it residential, are we going to go somewhere else and make something that was perhaps institutional, perhaps some other zoning, and make that into a business park, commercial park? And I will gladly sit with you at that public hearing and try to explain to the residents why we had all those meetings before and that we're taking something away that they didn't like in the first place.
Before you do that, Aaron, let's do a little definition here. We
sure.
talk off
Sorry.
Often and I hope more so about the 70-30 goal. So everybody's clear, 70% assessed value citywide, right. Citywide residential, 30% assessed value commercial, industrial, citywide. We make no distinction about taxing entities because we are the city, not the school district.
Correct, but I'm being selfish, Mary, because I do live within the Franklin School District, and so I appreciate, I want to see us have 70-30. So.
Okay. Well,
I am being selfish.
Because that's an important point. For every dollar of increased assessed value in non-residential, actually, that's not true. For every dollar of assessed value increase of a property in the city of Franklin, the Franklin School District gets docked a buck of state aids. So you got to be careful what you ask for.
Well, there's a formula they use. I don't like
it. It's a formula.
It is a formula, but there is a little blip. There's a certain little blip they get. I remember going through
5%.
This with a long time with Randy Ritter one time about the finances of the school district. But it's true. There's negatives and positives, but it always, over the long run, for the school district's benefit, it's best to have as much commercial and business as you get to that, close to that 30% goal. But I go back to my original question. Are we going to cite that? And if we do cite it, I would really urge us to keep it in the Franklin School District. I understand we're all one city, but there are some issues with commercial, the amount of commercial and business development we have in the school district of Franklin.
That's been a question for the Common Council as well, and it's something the staff continue to try and address and have, over the last several months, tried to increase our efforts looking at development within the Franklin School District. You know, as far as areas that were rezoned from single-family residential to allow commercial development, you know, the short example is Ballpark Commons.
Right.
Right. There was a large parcel of land south of Rawson there that was rezoned to allow mixed-use development, including a significant component of commercial as well. So, you know, I think, you know, we put together future land use plans with the information we have that day and continue to reevaluate. Need to challenge whether or not those expectations are true and how they match to market demand, both now and what we project for the future. You know, this is an area where, again, we're not seeing commercial interest. Again, I would argue that residential and commercial development, despite the city's best goals towards 70-30, work together. They work in unison. You know, even for industrial development, there's greater and greater trend with labor attraction.
Correct.
And access. It's something we're working, the mayor and I have been working very hard on in our existing business park and hear from our businesses there, that they need access to employees. So we've got to think about these things comprehensively. We can create ideals about where we want to create a tax base, but we also need to think about how they end well and how they work together.
Correct. My last thing, Mayor, I promise I'll shut up after this. But
you don't need to shut up.
The concern is, again, that when we were putting the master plan together, talking to the property owners, particularly the Southwest, they see this. Some of them are, this is their retirement property. Every time we turn around and takes, and we made a lot of institutional, we zoned it, and I may be wrong, but everybody came to us and said, if I can't get residential development on this land, I lose value. I'm not getting the most out of my property. If you make it a commercial or a business development, I may not get the highest price or the best value for my square foot. And every time we turn around and take something off the commercial business zoning and make it into residential, that just feeds fuel to the fire of other people that are zoned commercial and business, and they're going to want to go. Now, am I correct or am I incorrect that it's higher value to the property owner to sell it as a residential development than as a business commercial? Because that's what I heard all the time, and I'm not a realtor. I don't claim to be a realtor.
I don't think the answer is that simple. I think it depends on the interaction of the property owner, whether they're involved in the parcel or whether they sell it outright to a developer. Too many
would you believe the common sense knowledge of the public tends to think they're going to get their biggest buck from selling residential?
I've heard opposite from
okay.
folks, depending on where the property is located.
All right. Well, thank you.
Commissioner Leon.
And I don't know, Mayor, if you or Mr. Hertzberg would be the better one to answer this, but
he would.
You cited several examples where we approved residential and then there has been no shovel to hit the ground, to use your terminology. For this property, and I don't know if the applicant's here tonight,
yes.
How confident are we that shovel will hit the ground soon and get the residential rooftops that yeah. you're looking for in the near term?
Yeah, I think we have every expectation. I don't recall if it's noted in the staff report or not, but we get frequent calls within the City Department of Planning looking for developable lots for some development. And we're seeing development interest in sort of ranch-style condo.
Just to clarify, this is multifamily, right?
Yeah.
The one we're discussing right now is multifamily.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And this type of product. We hear interest for these types of things. I think the projects that were referenced previously that did not have shovels at the ground, correct me where I go wrong here, were a couple of multifamily projects. I don't know if there were any of those that were single-family that didn't.
Yes, one.
One. And I suspect potentially environmental impact issues play a part in that? That's a guess.
You can kind of say it's environmental.
But the sense we have is that there is significant demand for this type of residential product, both this one and the one that we've been talking about here in a second. So I think there's every expectation from the market side that there would be market demand to move the project forward.
You guys got to move around more. Mr. O'Donnell, you want to come up and address that?
Is that just to get the lights on?
Yeah. Give us your name and address.
Corey O'Donnell with Newman Land and Development. Since we've begun looking at potential single-family residential and multifamily development here in the city of Franklin, we've had several articles and some press that have picked up on some of the things that we're looking at. And we've actually had quite a bit of interest already from interested individuals looking to get single-family in the city of Franklin. Their comments are that they're city employees or they're in the sheriff's department or for whatever other reasons they want to stay in the city of Franklin or they want to move to the city of Franklin, and they're having difficulty finding single-family lots at this point. You know, we're proactive and we're in southeastern Wisconsin. Franklin's a market that we want to be in. We saw some definite potential in this corridor through this area. That's kind of why these two pieces kind of work in tandem, both with the multifamily on the Southbrook piece and then the 44 acres that we have south. You know, our interest is really to build them out and bring the infrastructure through the area. You know, if things things go well and timing works out, you know, we're looking at to get the shovels ready and potentially move this forward this season. Again, it all depends on approvals and how things progress, but we are actively looking to be in the city of Franklin.
Commissioner, well, let's do Commissioner Dandridge first. Alderman Dandridge.
Since you're up on the on the podium there, what are you estimating those two families to have? What kind of value are they going to have?
Well, I think we're projecting between $300,000 and $400,000, between $320,000 and $400,000.
And how many units per acre?
Wait. Per unit or per building?
I'm sorry, per building.
I would rather have you say per unit, but okay.
I would expect to see final retail values between $300,000 and $400,000 per unit. Two units per building.
And these are going to be duplexes, correct? They're not going to be condos.
They are going to be condos.
They are going to be condos.
They're going to be duplexes.
Oh, okay. Okay, similar to what we have over off of St. Martin's, Ryan, back around. Okay, and then there's going to be how many units per acre?
We're looking at 3 units per acre, a little over 3 units per acre in this development.
Okay, and then...
There's 28 lots, 56 units, 18
units. That's a lot more than... What's 56 divided by 18? Somebody who knows math. Come on, Mark, you're a banker.
Yeah, I know, but I'm asking the questions.
3.1.
Okay. So 3.1, a $400,000 value. We got $1.2 million per acre. What's our goal in the commercial district per acre of improvement?
Well, we believe on 27th Street, facing 27th, 1.1 to 1.3.
Okay. So
Industrial Park is $700,000.
So where I'm going is we're achieving our goal per acre of improvement, and we're creating a rooftop environment that our existing retail environment is grasping for. This part of the development, and then you're going to see the next phase of the development. It's definitely, as the mayor said, it's a need that the city we need desperately. One thing that I'd like you to do is definitely reach out to Joel, the property owner to the west of you, to make sure that we don't have a problem with with water draining over into his farm field and causing a problem where he's got he can't grow crops.
Sure.
Okay. And so I would hope that there's a good partnership there to make sure that those issues are resolved. Okay. Nope, that's it for me right now.
Anyone else?
The Alderman addressed what I was going to ask about.
On the comprehensive master plan. Okay. Is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for the property located at approximately 9733 South 76th Street from commercial use to residential multifamily use and areas of natural resource features use pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 66-101-4B.
So moved.
With the use term commercial to be corrected to business park.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion and a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Mr. Sumwalt, please call the roll.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Commissioner Fowler?
No.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, one absent, no abstentions. On the rezoning, is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, the zoning map specifically, to rezone two parcels of land from BP Business Park District to R8 Multifamily District for the property approximately 9733 South 76?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying, well, let's just cut this short. Mr. Sumlock.
Commissioner Hogan.
Aye.
Commissioner Leon.
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Commissioner Fowler.
No.
Motion carries four ayes, one no, one absent. Thank you very much. So and the next phase of this is a public hearing regarding single-family residential dwellings with the south boundary being Oakwood and 76. Mr. Sumwalt. I don't know. You played with it.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, May 18, 2017 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to your public comment regarding an application by Newman Developments, Inc. for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a parcel of land from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District, R8 Multiple Family Residence District, and FW Floodway District to R5 Suburban Single Family Residence District and FW Floodway District for the property located at the northwest corner of South 76th Street and West Oakwood Road.
Mr. Fuchs.
As Oren mentioned, this is a proposed amendment to rezone this the property from R2, R8, and FW to R5 and FW, and amend the future land use from business park to residential in areas of natural resource features. It's in anticipation for a single-family subdivision development. It consists of 72 single-family lots that would conform to the R5 district standards. I think the average lot size is anticipated to be around 15,000 square feet. The applicant, as a recommendation by staff, is not proposing to rezone or amend the future land use of the southeast corner of the site. That would remain as is. It's about 3 acres, and that area will be reserved for future commercial use. Again, same as the previous proposal, if approved, the applicant would be required to submit a preliminary plat application, and then a final plat application would be required. Staff is recommending approval.
Okay, this is a public hearing. We'll open the public hearing on this matter. It's the rezoning for 70-some-odd lots. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Yes, sir. Please come forward. Give us your name and address for the record.
Ed Kanopka, 7930 West Oakwood. Like Mr. Holderman said earlier, he had problems with water on his property. He was unable to grow crops. My concern is that if this goes in, there's no retention ponds or anything that I'm aware of.
How
are we not going to get water from 72 homes onto our lot? And I'm not even going to bring up the fact that we got Waukesha dumping millions of gallons right down the street. We're going to be underwater.
Mr. City Engineer.
I believe the plans do have retention ponds and various storm drainage facilities. And then the Waukesha issue, there'll be...
Do you believe that he does?
They do. The plans that I've seen, they do. But we haven't seen final plans. And the Waukesha would discharge at 60th and Oakwood and be downstream of the bridge.
And if it gets backed up down there, where's it going to go?
Especially in a flood?
We already know the answer to that, folks. We're going to be flooded. And with 72 properties north of our little acre, we're going to be underwater. We're underwater now.
Glenn, you want me to address that?
Commissioner Fowler.
The flooding issue from Waukesha has been studied extensively, and it is a de minimis amount of water when you consider the volume of water in the river during what they consider the 50-year rain event or the 100-year rain event.
We have about once a month.
Well, they actually not been about once a month, but I was a flood manager for the sewage district. Trust me, I know those. This was not fun for me when it floods. Oakwood goes underwater all the time because that bridge does not have the capacity to pass the 100-year event. So it doesn't even have the capacity right now to pass the 50-year event, so it's going over the bridge. But the addition of the volume of water from Waukesha will be de minimis. It will have no impact on the actual flood elevations. The bridges, any other obstructions in the river itself, have much greater impacts on flood events than that diversion from Waukesha. Not that I'm in favor of it all the time, but the flooding issue is really not an issue that has a lot of merit to oppose it.
Could this be entered into the minutes?
It is. Your comments are on record. But I will tell you that we're in negotiations with Waukesha, kind of. Negotiation is probably not the right term. Discussions. And the flooding of Oakwood Road, consequently the water backing up, is part of that conversation. And we're aware of it, and we're working towards fixing it. This particular issue, what we're talking about is rezoning, not the site plan. The site plan will address your issues, which is stormwater management, sewer, water, lot layout, that kind of stuff. And that will come when they submit their plans for their plat. But we hear you. We understand. It's not fair to have you burdened with more water than it's already on your property. We got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else rise, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Fowler.
I would just caution the developer, the floodplain maps for the city of Franklin, the Root River watershed, are out of date in some cases. They're going to be updating those soon, within 2017, 2018. And I've said this before, when I've seen the development, I'm looking towards your east and south boundary of the development you're putting in is very close to the current floodplain line. My understanding, talking to Sewer PAC before I retired from the sewage district, that the Root River is one of the areas of my concern, is one of the things I did a lot of work on. We're going to see a 13% increase in the flows in some of these creeks and some of those rivers, which will see that floodplain line move away from the river, would increase. Now, because we're lucky, it's pretty flat down there. The elevation of that flooding will be pretty low. It might just be a few inches, but it can spread over a large area. So I would just caution you to take that into consideration when you're considering those lots along the south and east border of your development, because that floodplain will increase. And during those 50-year and 100-year events, I think like the gentleman said, they're seeing those increases more and more. I would just caution you when you're putting that development in to talk with Sewer PAC and see when that new map's going to be ready.
Anyone else?
I'm sorry. Sewer PAC, excuse me, Mayor.
Sure.
Sewer PAC is the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, for those who don't know.
Anyone else? Okay. Comprehensive Master Plan Amendment. Is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for the property located at the northwest corner of South 76th Street and West Oakwood Road from business park use and areas of natural resource features use to residential use and areas of natural resource features use. But what are we doing about the corner?
The rezoning ordinance is set up that the rezoning will not take effect until the applicant comes back with the preliminary and final plat for the subdivision or come back with a rezoning specific to that corner. So it remain as is until those things happen.
Is there such a motion?
Well, Mayor, clarification. You mentioned business zoning. In my understanding, this is all real. It's residential going from residential, different types of residential to residential. So there was not a business.
No, this was part of business park zoning.
It's just a mix of the future land uses, business park. The current zoning is residential.
Right, the current zoning is residential.
It's a comprehensive master plan. Amendment.
Right, okay. Thank you.
The master plan.
Thank you. So moved.
Thank you. Anyone? Second?
Second.
Discussion and a motion to amend the comprehensive master plan. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We move now to the rezoning hearing, rezoning matter, which was subject to the public hearing. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R2 Estate Single Family Residence District, R8 Multiple Family Residence District, and Floodway District to R5 Suburban Single Family Residence District and FW Floodway, the northwest corner of South 76th Street and West Oakwood Road.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion to rezone. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D1, a business matter. Gus's Mexican Cantina, seasonal use for a weekly car show, temporary use.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.